Alchemy.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, yo, yo. What up?
Yo, 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 yo. What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up?
You sound like I feel a bit distracted. It's a weird weekend.
Do you? You feel distracted?
I do, yeah. Well, because it's so hot. It's hot in Atlanta. And it's just like you can't function properly in this kind of heat. It's like I want to lay down on a tile floor and just sprawl out with a drink.
Hey,
it's that kind of hot.
What kind of drink?
You know me, I don't really drink, so.
Yeah, you don't, you're like me.
I'd be all right with a gigantic, what is it, the passion tea lemonade. From
Starbucks?
Yes. And weird thing is, I don't even like passion tea that much, but passion tea lemonade is so good. Yeah. Yeah. So, it's just hot. It's just hot. Like,
actually, yes.
And yesterday, someone's up with my thermostat, and I resolved it, but something was up, and I couldn't get my air conditioner to kick in. And it was eight. Yeah, it was 85 degrees in my house last night, and I had to do a bunch of weird, turn it off, turn it back on, with the fan thing on, flip it off, do all these different things, push a couple buttons, and then I was like, I think I got it, and about 10 seconds later, it kicked in, and then it was like a brick in here. It was nice and cold. So that's my weekend adventure. Are you eating anything?
No. I ate cake earlier.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Any special occasion?
We just got cake yesterday.
Cake is always good.
Yeah, because we got Copeland's.
Oh.
Yeah, sure. We got red velvet.
That's a special occasion.
Yeah, Pamela and I got red velvet cake.
Hell no.
What?
That's, I'm just saying, red velvet cake. I'm jealous.
Oh, yes. Yes. It was a great time.
Yo, 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 and yo. It's Simon Illa.
And it's Jay.
And it's Two Gimps Walk Into a Bar podcast brought to you via Anchor. You know how we do with the Anchor app and record, edit, distribute, blah, blah, blah. It's too hot to do any damn thing. But who produces this podcast, by the way?
Oh, just Alchemy LLC.
That is correct. Now, just during our little break of intro that people never hear, you brought up something. What were you talking about? Something about a beard.
Yes, there's a guy who has a beard.
Okay.
And he has a do-rag on it, and it has waves.
So he's got beard waves.
Yes.
How does that look? Is it a good look?
I don't know. I wouldn't make it a trend.
I got you. Okay. How do you... Okay, look, I know you're a fan of facial hair. Yes. How do you feel about...
Let's clarify. Fan of facial hair to have it. Not just, random men with facial hair that I'm a fan of.
Right. I got you.
Because there's two meanings.
That's what I meant. A fan of having or acquiring facial hair.
Yes.
Well, it's not like you actually acquire it. You just, either it grows or it doesn't sometimes. My face can't decide what it wants to do.
My face is trying. It's trying its best.
It really is. I've seen it firsthand.
Yeah,
where it's really, it's struggling, but...
It's making an effort.
It really is, and that's all you can ask for. Exactly. Is the effort. So, but imagine you had the facial hair that you always wanted.
Yes.
Now, would you want facial hair in this heat? Like, do you think about that? I never had a bushy.
I don't need a. See, here's the thing. I really want a mustache. I just want something that's noticeable, so that when people see me, they're like, "Oh, he has a beard. I mean, he has facial hair." You know what I mean? He has, a shadow.
Right.
He's just dusty.
Is that a mustache? Is that a shadow?
Is that dirt? Like, who knows?
Did you drink chocolate milk?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I want it to be very, clear what has happened.
Oh, let me be very clear on something. I just thought of this. Hot day. The least refreshing thing is chocolate milk.
Is it?
For me, yes.
Okay.
It's just it's sweet. It's I don't know. You could get I've been outside sweating all day. You know what I need?
Chocolate milk.
A nice sugary glass of chocolate milk.
Yeah, I could see why that would be problematic.
It could be. That would be a way to get the fake mustache.
Yes.
A quick one.
Or just get one from those costume places.
You could.
I could get a stick-on mustache.
Could you get a tattoo mustache?
Yeah. But would that really help me feel better about my lack of... I feel like I'd feel worse if I had the tattoo. I think I'd be like,
true.
This is what it's come down to.
Or you can't even shave it.
Well, And then I feel like if it's just people are going to know, you know? If it gets wet, it's just going to be stuck on there.
man.
No one can feel the scruffiness of your mustache because it's not real.
Right, there would be no scruff. So what's the point?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. There's benefits in not having a lot of mustache, but at least something there.
There's got to be something to cause a little bit of discomfort to another person.
Yes.
You got to be stretched because if somebody's rubbing up against you or, that's take that out. Hey, you got to be a little friction there,
Yeah.
That's what it's for because you're like, look, I may be sensitive, but I'm not. I'm prickly. You know what I mean?
Yes, my girlfriend said that I'm prickly now.
Well, there you go, see?
So prickly is... That's a good thing to note.
Prickly is progress.
Yes.
I've said it a million times before. I know that, facial hair is all right. The mustache, to me, it starts looking dirty after a week or so.
Right.
Dusty or crusty, whatever you want to call it. But then, I think if I had a beard, I don't think I could handle it in the heat. I feel like it would just have to go. Because if your face is sweating and you're getting that all up in your beard hair. Duh.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's bad enough. Definitely, there are differences between our hair ethnically.
Ish.
And I will say this. For the record, sweaty white people hair is disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that from my perspective, because if I sweat, my hair just gets greasy and gross.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's just, it looks like you put some kind of product in it and just let it stay there. And it doesn't even leave until you wash it.
Yikes.
Meaning, so it doesn't change. It'll just evaporate. No, it doesn't. It's just oil.
Yikes.
Anyway, yeah. This episode is about complaining about hair. I need to tell you about my adventure. Well, we have a couple of adventures to talk about. If you'd like to.
Yes.
Which one do you want to talk about first?
What were you thinking? Because we saw each other.
The other one I'm thinking of, I was in the suburbs Thursday and Friday.
Oh, you can talk about your trip with Bill and Bill and Karen.
Yep. Bill and Karen.
Yes.
You want me to start there?
Yes.
I can. So my friend's in-laws invited me out to their place out in Marietta for a couple, like a basically a 24-hour little adventure. And check this out, they rented a van from, I think, R&R Mobility to spot over in Marietta. Shout out to them. And they got a van and came and picked me up Thursday, brought me to their place. They have a really nice place, kind of out in the country. I feel like a lot of places out there are out in the country. It's not far from Kennesaw Mountain,
nice.
Basically. So we went out there, hung out. Just like, they are very, very kind. They, you know, we had dinner and sat out by the pool. Yo, they have a pool in the backyard and a waterfall in the pool.
Whoa.
They have a hot tub back there. Whoa. So we hung out back. Now, here's the crazy thing. They have a very, very nice house. And I've seen, like, the second, well, I guess you'd call it, like, the ground floor. Because that's where I typically am when I'm at their house. And I know there's an upstairs, obviously. It's a very open design. Like, they have several bedrooms upstairs. But then when we went out back to the pool, I'd never seen the lower floor, right?
Wait.
So I'm like, wait a minute. So I knew there was a lower floor, but I'm like, wait, so the lower floor is as big as the first floor,
whoa,
which is big. So it's like, wait a minute, I got to see this. Can I see this? So I said, yeah, let's check it out. Yo, okay. They have another living room, basically, with a fireplace, mm-hmm, and like a TV and all that stuff. They have like a pool table. They have like a couple of rooms that didn't have anything in them yet. And like a ping pong table. Oh, and a theater. And a theater. Wow. Downstairs. Yeah.
That's dope.
It's really dope. So, but I've been in a theater once, but if you can identify with this, the last time I was in the theater, I kept my chair on the main level, and Patrick carried me downstairs to the theater, you know?
Right.
So when you're getting carried, by the way, you don't always see everything, because you're seeing the ceiling, basically. So, yes, that's why when I saw the basement, or wasn't even the basement, the first floor, it was like seeing it for the first time. I was like, oh, I didn't know all this was down here. Anyway, so I saw that. It was ridiculous. I was like, there's like a whole other house down here.
Yo, that's always cool to me when people have that kind of stuff.
And it really is. Okay. Yeah, because you don't even know, because the part that you're always in, you're like, it's, you know, it's very nice, and you're like, oh, this is great, and don't even think about it. You're like, wait, there's like a whole house under your house, basically. It's wild. So here was the highlight of this. Well, besides hanging out with them, because they're always very kind and very, you know, you're just super sweet people. So we hung out, watched the movie, you know, did all the stuff. I did my Instagram live that night from their kitchen, but I found myself being very quiet, so I didn't want to, like, be rude at, like, 11 o'clock at night, which was funny because everybody was like, are you okay? Like, why are you talking so quiet? How come you're not saying any wild shit? I was like, well, you know. It's like, you don't want to go into somebody's house and be like, wild shit and saying insane, you know. Anyway, so here was the highlight. To me, the next day, get up, have breakfast. And then, what did you call him, Bill?
You always call him Bill?
Yeah.
Was it Bill? Yeah. So I'll call him Bill again, just to keep his identity safe. Bill says, he goes, hey, Simon, let's... Oh, sorry, you cut out there again.
Yeah, I didn't know what happened. I was kind of, like, sitting here, and I was like, what went down? I thought my AirPods died or something.
Oh, that's weird, because my...
Mine are charged up, so I don't know
I don't
what
know.
happened.
I don't know. Maybe it could be internet. Anyway, I digress. So Bill says, yo, you gotta fly this drone. And I was like, oh, shit. Because he has this really cool drone, like one of the really nice ones, you know? And I was like already immediately scared. So I'm like, I just don't want to break somebody's shit. You know what I mean? Where they're like, hey, there's a really nice drone, you should fly it. And I'm like, I envision myself like flying it into a tree, you know? And all that crap. So anyway, we go outside. Those new drones, I'm gonna tell you right now. That is the coolest, especially when you're out in the suburbs, because they have a big field next to their house. Their neighbor is like an eighth of a mile away. They're like way far away. And this drone can do anything. I had that shit like 300 or 400 feet in the air, flying over the woods, like, or like the trees near their house. And Bill, I love calling him Bill. He kept, I will say this. Now, this is going to be a weird thing that I'm about to confess. I didn't have much of a father figure, okay?
Right.
So it was very cool that he kept encouraging me. I mean, it also sounds weird because I'm a grown man. But I never had this in my life, a father-type figure. So he's like, don't worry about it. Just don't be scared. Just fly the damn thing. Just fly. Like, you're good. You're good. You're fine. Don't worry about it. You're not going to break it. It really did a lot for my self-confidence, honestly.
That's good.
I was like, it was very cool, yeah. So I was like, okay. Because I was so nervous the whole damn time. I was like, I don't want to break this. And he's like, you can't break it. By the way, this is some technology they need in wheelchairs, but that thing would not let you fly it into a tree or into a house. It would actually stop before it got too close. Yeah. And then, here's where it really freaked me out. It was connected to his phone. So there's like a little controller thing that you're using to fly it. You connect your phone to it, and you can see what the drone sees on the phone.
Yo, fire.
Right. So you can imagine the views I had was ridiculous. So.
Oh, yeah.
But the crazy thing was, this thing is so high tech. It said, it gave a warning, and it said, aircraft detected. And there was, like, a plane, like, a mile away, and it detected it. I was like, this is some technology. Anyway, I was entertained for, like, an hour.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. And then we talked about golf for, like, an hour. Because Bill's into golf, and I said, "Yeah, let's talk about some golf."
Yeah, I've never been into golf.
I used to when I was a kid. Ironically, all the golf video games, which is a weird thing. Yeah, I know. Maybe it's.
I didn't even know they had those.
Yeah, there's like if you have a Nintendo or play, they have like golf simulator games. I don't even know why I was into that as a kid. I really was. Maybe it just because it was something I couldn't do, and I was like, "This is the way I can play."
They don't have accessible golf.
I don't think so. Think about our short arms and swinging some golf clubs.
Well, yeah, those things are one golf.
You know what they do? You're right. They need like that what do they call it? The putt putt golf. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah.
That would be fun though, like wheelchair putt putt.
Yo, that could be pretty funny. It would just depend. I don't know. I just don't like to watch golf. Like, it's just been kind of like, why am I here? It's kind of boring.
You said, why am I here? I feel that same way. That's what I think participating in it would be better than.
Yeah, I feel like it's probably more fun to actually do it than it is to, like, watch, like, someone playing golf.
It's like porn.
Yes, it's better to do the action.
That's what I'm saying. This one. So therefore,
I always thought it's interesting. Some people think it's cheating if you watch porn.
That's cheating?
I don't know. I feel like you gotta be kind of weak. I mean, Yeah. I was going to say, I don't want to say if people are weak, but I'm going to say it. That's weird to me.
That's real weird.
Like, I think, like, oh, you're cheating. Because I'm watching porn.
No, that's not cheating at all. That's, I mean.
No, if you fucked one of the people that did the porn, that right. is, in fact, cheating.
I like how we went straight from, and it was, of course, my fault mostly. Went from drones to porn in like 10 seconds, which is what we do. But yeah, no, you're right. But yeah, I don't see that as cheating at all. Like, you're watching. I don't get that. Like, okay, so wait. So if you were, say you're a football player and you watch an NFL game, are you cheating? Because you're like, oh, you're watching somebody else play football. You're cheating. It's like, makes no sense.
It does so, not.
Okay, so I'm not with you on that. I mean, I'm with you on not being with that.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying.
That's not cheating. Like, in fact, wouldn't you rather, okay, what would you rather somebody say? I cheated on you with so-and-so, or I watched some porn while you were at work. I'd be like, okay, cool. Like, what'd they do? Was it good? Like, let me see it.
Yes, I don't know. People are strange.
I dated girls that would want to watch porn.
Well, that's good.
They'd be like, hey, watch this. You're like, oh, damn. Yeah. Anyway. Says, hit the brakes and turn around. So, let's talk about this other adventure. You came to my neighborhood.
Yes.
You and Pamela. And honestly, when you hit me up, because I knew we weren't sure if Pamela was coming with you. I gotta admit, it was a pleasant surprise. Because I thought it might have just been you.
Yeah.
And then when you popped out the van, I was like, oh shit, everybody's here.
It was the two of us.
Yeah, so how did
it was fun.
Yeah, let's talk about it. So you came down Tuesday, I think it was. And I don't know why I swore that I was thinking Wednesday you were coming. So when you text me, you're like, yeah, we're close, or whatever. I was like, oh, shit, that was today? But it all worked out because I was, you know, free. Yeah, you came down. So you used the new van service?
Yeah, I did.
How was that? What was it? Did you have to, like, call them the day before? Like, how was the reservation thing?
Oh, yeah, I just called the day before, I'm pretty sure. Or maybe I called, I don't know, because it was new, so I think I called, like, way earlier.
Right.
Than I probably usually would. Because it's still, like, weird, not weird, but I'm still getting used to the fact that, like, there's vans with two wheelchair slots.
Yeah. Because
that's, like, not common up here.
That's true. Because a lot of them are, like, the... Well, some of them are, like, the minivans with, like, one spot, or even some of the shuttle-type vans only have a one wheelchair spot. But that's dope they had, too.
Yeah.
So, do they charge you per passenger, or...
I guess so, because...
Okay.
It was $225.
That's ridiculous. Okay. Now, did they accept vouchers?
I don't have vouchers, remember, because of my address.
Okay.
But they shouldn't ask about vouchers, to be honest.
I'm glad we brought this up then, because before we even get into the rest of the day, this is that scam shit, y'all. Like, I mean, you know, people talk about, I don't know, I don't want to even, like, just pull out the, like, equality word, but talk about taking advantage of people. Like, that shit's messed up. Like,
yeah.
It's our, and a lot of times, you know, not everybody can do that. If you are disabled, then you're not, like, once again, we have the catch-22. A lot of things in place to where you can't make certain amounts of money, but then if you don't, you can't get services like that to get around. And by the way, if you could afford services on a regular, you might just be able to afford a car. You know what I mean? So it's like, you see what I'm saying? Like, It's not like it's, if you can't afford a car, you could probably just get this. No, this is, you know, if you can't afford a car, good luck getting this. It's not, it's just weird, like, $200-something just to come down from Kennesaw, right? Basically.
Yeah.
Which is what? It's like a 20-minute drive, if that. 25 minutes, maybe. I mean, I get that it's round trip, and that might be comparable to a cab, but still, it's like, I don't know. I think, like, an Uber would have been cheaper if you could have gotten an Uber, you know?
Yeah.
But I was telling Bill, I like how I pulled that out right so easily. I was telling Bill the other day, we were in the van, we were talking about Uber and stuff, and he was talking about how nice the van was that he rented. And by the way, I know you've seen them. Those newer minivans that are converted are badass. Like, you know, middle section taken out. It's got the floor, the hooks to hook your chair in. Like, everything is, all the doors are electric or electronic. Anyway, so we were talking about it, and I said, I don't get why someone just doesn't buy one of these and Uber the damn thing out. Because you got a wheelchair accessible car doesn't mean that's the only kind of people you can put in it.
Yeah.
Like, you could get a van. Go ahead.
I was just saying, you could put way more people.
Yeah, exactly. So if somebody's going to a party or to dinner and they're like, oh, we got three people, they'd be like, oh, yeah, I can take all y'all. Like, it's great, you know? And I don't know. I just don't know why they don't do that and make it more available and cheaper. I wish somebody would do that. If anybody listens to our podcast that wants to drive for Uber, go get a dang converted van and Uber it out. Shit.
Yes.
Anyway, okay. I digress. So you had to spend like a couple hundred to get here. Do you want to talk about what you were doing here?
Oh, we were looking at apartments.
And what did you think of the neighborhood? What did you think of the apartment? Did they show you an apartment in the other building?
What other building?
Because they took you to the 1000 building, right?
Yeah.
And did they show you an apartment there?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I mean, y'all don't have any ADA apartments.
So, I mean, they didn't take you into any apartments?
We did.
Okay. But it just wasn't ADA.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, what did
Which makes a difference. Of course. I mean, that was kind of the biggest thing. They're not being ADA apartments. It's kind of hard to visualize an apartment that's not ADA, because there's just, you know, things that are obviously not accessible and would make it difficult, so.
Right, of course. And once again, anyone that's listening, a lot of times there are minor things as far as, like, countertop heights and where the appliances are and whether you get a front-loading washer and dryer, whether you get a side-by-side refrigerator, whether you have a... 'Cause that's one thing people don't think about is, a lot of times, microwaves are mounted under the cabinets, and they're not accessible, and at least my apartment, the microwave is on the counter, so it's easier to use. So, but you did get to look at the complex. Did they show you, like, the pool and all that stuff?
Yeah.
What did you think of the pool? Because I know you've never seen it.
Oh, I thought it was cool. I mean... Yeah, I know there was an apartment with a pool view, and then Pomelo brought up a very good point that it probably wouldn't be as exciting when it comes to, like, the summertime and when it's not COVID, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if people want to come through, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's not as exciting, you know what I mean? And she knows good and well, do not like a whole bunch of noise or, like, loud people.
Oh, you'd lose your mind.
Oh, yeah. So I was like, man, that's a good point. Because at first I was like, oh, that's dope, you know, pool view. And then when she said that, I was like, damn, you right, you know me?
Yeah.
So it's not looking like it'll be, you know, the right fit for us right now, which is okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we are doing the alternative that I know I told you about, honestly, because it just makes so much more sense for, like, we can't beat the rent price that we're being given.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to find that shit nowhere else, bro. $5.50.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And $50 is for groceries.
Thanks, so you're including groceries in that.
Yeah, I mean, so you can't lose. Sneakers. No,
that's a good deal.
But I figure, because they're going to be making changes and shit, and I figure if we stuck up for like a year, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And we'd be good. Also, my credit score is amazing.
It's what?
It's amazing, my credit score.
Is it really?
Yeah, I have a 732.
That's wild, you even have a credit score. How did you establish a credit score?
Well, let me tell you. Major key alert. So I use PayPal credit.
Yep.
Even though they fucking tell you that that shit don't count, it does. I guess it just means it doesn't count towards, I don't know, I guess there's whatever. But it does count. It's on my credit score. So, I mean, okay. TransUnion and Equifax, like, they don't fucking lie. Like,
of course.
If it says that's your credit score, that's your credit score. So, my credit score was a 6 something, and then I just paid off like a big amount for my PayPal credit, and probably like $3,000 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then that made my shit go up to a 732.
Nice.
So I'm using it again because now that I realized that the PayPal credit is what contributed, I'm like, hey, fuck it up. So what I use it for is for my ads.
Okay.
And then you can just make, like, payments towards it because you get 6 months to pay it off.
Yeah, I have a credit line with PayPal, yeah.
Yeah, that, so...
That's cool. I didn't know it counted, so that's good because I know all those times I was telling you, like, establish your credit. That's the whole reason. I'm glad you found that out, and that's great. Anything over a 700... You're in a credit score, you're doing good.
Yeah, so my goal is to use my PayPal credit. I have a $5,000 limit this time.
Dang, okay.
Yeah, so my goal is to use that and then at some point just pay it off in one swoop. And then my credit score, considering that it went up 53 points like 70 something on the other one, then I figure I want to, as long as I get past the 750 and above, then I'll be very happy. So that's the plan, which obviously the good thing about me establishing credit will be for future stuff. So once I, rent out here for like a year, by the time I'm on, I save, stack money, put money away, then we should be pretty good for, like, other stuff. Because, we could look at an apartment. I would love a house, but I feel like I'd love a house. However, I was looking at the deposit. Typically, you have to put a 20% deposit. But, I mean, think about it. You could get a $100,000 house or whatever, and put $20,000 down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? For the 20%. I mean, because it's not like we need I'm not gonna lie. I was looking at some like $500,000 houses and shit like that.
Of course.
But I mean, it's not like that's super duper necessary. Now I have expanded her mind because at first she was like, "We don't need a house that's like really big," and I was like, okay, well, for everything that we need, yeah, we do, bro. I want an office, well, not office, I want like a room where I can put my stuff in my studio, because I don't want to work out of a bedroom. She'll need an office if she's working from home. Hey, I found some places that are near my parents' house, that's so funny. Anyway, okay, but I also said we could build a house.
True.
So, It just would depend on which is more cost effective.
Yes.
Because now, the one thing one of my friends did mention is the only downside of having a house would be the maintenance of it. So I was like, yeah, that would be a downside.
Yeah, because a lot of times when
you get $2 million house, $2,200,000. Oh my gosh, 6 beds, 8 baths. Yo, Simon, I wouldn't know what to fucking do with myself.
I don't think you would need that. I mean, you're really jumping ahead of the game here.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, why would you need? Oh no,
I mean, some people can afford it.
Plantation way. No, I mean, that's great. You know, plantation way. Oh, no. That
I'll
doesn't
pass.
Sound like the place I need to be.
Yeah.
Marietta Country Club. That's cool.
They're like, anyway. Oh, you can play golf in the back.
Yeah. No, I love looking at houses like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I got you.
Okay,
yes.
Here's my question.
Please.
2 beds, 3 baths. That doesn't sound like a good idea to me. Because I'd rather have more bedrooms than 2 beds and 3 baths.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather have more bedrooms to balance. I'd rather have a bedroom, the bedrooms and bathrooms balance out each other.
No, 2 bedroom, 3 baths is great.
Well.
Because you have an extra. Okay, I had a place.
I got you. Okay.
That's always lovely. Like,
I should know.
I had a place. I had never had this till, I don't know, it was probably 26, 27. I had a one bedroom, 1.5 bath, and that was dope. I thought I was living, I had like a big, it was like 6 months between condos, but I was in this giant condo. It had like it was bedroom, living room, dining room, kitchen, walk-in closet, den, full bathroom, which was giant, and then a guest bathroom by the front, which was badass. And that was great, because then people came over, I was like, yo, no, you go take a shit in that bathroom. Don't go to my bathroom. So
they got a 3 bed, 3 bath. 5 bed, 4 bath. That's funny. I love looking at houses. I
dig it. You're not wrong.
No, I said you gotta look at shit. You gotta visualize. You gotta see it.
Yes. Visualization is very important. I know that there's actually a place that I was looking at. I might even still actually. Well, I'm kind of here until like next year, but there's this place on West Peachtree that it has these apartments where the windows, one of the walls in the place is all glass, and it's from the floor to the ceiling is glass.
Ooh.
And it looks over the city. I'm like, that is where I want to live.
So you but want an apartment because you're single, is that why?
I like the
apartment life.
I like city life. If I was
because
in the
you
suburbs,
can live in the city with a house, but I mean. I was just wondering, like,
I just,
would you
I like,
ever want
like
a house?
Only if I was in a relationship and they wanted to have kids, and I would do that. But like right now, no. Like, the convenience for me is way greater. I mean, it works for me. I don't need to own a house. I don't want the maintenance. I don't. It just upkeep. There's property taxes. There's all these, I want flexibility. I'm not getting locked into a house. Not for 30 damn years, no. Not unless I had kids. If I had, you know, wife and kids, I definitely wouldn't be buying a house if I wasn't married. That'd be a commitment. Jeez. You'd really have to be confident that you're going to stay together, which is good, but you don't want it to be over a house in case something goes awry. But yeah, I mean, you know, an apartment for me, the convenience, I like the, you know, it's accessible to everything. can go shopping, you can be close to downtown, you can be close to the studio. Like, you know, those are convenience factors for me that I like. And maintenance is one of the big ones. Like, I don't have to worry. I mean, something goes wrong, I can make a call, and so I can. And also, security is another big one. You know, we have a. Not only do we have, you know, key and, you know, all the security, we have a police officer that lives here that is security. Right. So if anything, you know, you can call the security on site and they're there within a minute, you know. So,
nice.
Yeah. So there are, you know, like I said, there's everybody has benefits to everything. You know, even when I was staying in the suburbs the other day, it's beautiful out there. It's quiet. There's space. You know, it's really great. But for me, personally, it's like, I like it. Even, yeah, I was talking with them about it, with Bill and what's her name, Nancy, or whatever you call her.
Yeah.
That's Bill and Nancy, I don't know who it was. but I said to them, you know, because we were even talking about it, I was like, it's really a convenience factor to me. Like, I would love to live out there if I had, like, if I drove, it'd be on. I'd live out there easily. Because then you know you can get places. You know what I mean? It's just now, it's like, I don't want to do that. I don't, and also, I don't want to be tied into a place long term if it's just me. So.
Right.
I think, you know, if you're a couple and you want to live together and you want space and, you know, it's just, it's also something I would not have personally looked into in my 20s. Because I don't like that non-flexibility. I want to be able to move. Like, if I'm young, because, you know, if I start working and somebody called me from L.A. or whatever and said, hey, do you want to come out here and do some work for 6 months or a year? And you'd be like, shit. You know, you want to do it, but now you have an obligation. You have a house. You have to rent it out to someone or try to sell it or something. So, you know, to each his own. But going back to what you said several minutes ago, visualization is key because you have to look at things and say, I want that, and nothing wrong with wanting that, whatever that is, you know, as long as it's not, you know, I don't want people to, like, ruin their lives or situations just for a thing. But actually, let me put it this way. At least in my mind, when you visualize and you're shooting for a goal, you're going to reach a lot of different goals along the way.
Yeah.
So say if you're trying to buy a house, there's going to be unexpected benefits from that. Where you're like, oh, I've been trying to earn this money so hardcore that, you know, I got this opportunity, I worked with these people, I worked with those people. You know what I mean? So those are benefits along the way. You know, even in my career, you know, when I was young, and just I was working on so many records, I was just meeting tons of people. And that was a benefit to me, you know. I mean, shit, even now, like I said, I don't know if I told you this the other day, but that I think I did, maybe. One of my friends started a cigar subscription company. Did I tell you about this?
Nope.
Okay.
I feel like you might have brought it up, but no, I just don't remember.
Okay, well, I'm gonna say this as a lesson. Not just to you, but anybody that listens. There was a rapper that I produced back in, I don't know, 2004, 2005. Like 15 years ago, and we're good friends, and we worked, you know, on a lot of projects together, some pretty successful, some not so. And then, you know, people go your separate ways, whatever, start doing different things. So he reached out to me recently, because we always stayed in touch, and he's like, hey, I started a subscription luxury cigar company a couple years ago, and it's really taking off. So he starts his brand. He has, like, is social media on point. They're doing all this stuff. So now they're doing digital content. So, guess who he calls to edit all his audio? Me. And he's doing so well, he's got a good budget to do it. So it's those kind of things where you know what I mean? Where you start working with so many people that people know you for certain things. So say, hey, like, you know, you want somebody 10 years from now to call you, you know, and say, hey, let's hit up Jay. Like, Jay can make a beat for this, you know, content or whatever the hell they're doing. Could be a movie. I don't know. You know what I mean? Just those kind of things. Like, it's establishing relationships with people along the way and being very, I don't know, just being very cooperative and productive with other people can really help you out in the long term. So it's not just like, oh, I sold that person the beat, you know, 5 years ago. You might have done that, but then they might hit you up years from now and say, hey, you, like, could you do this for me? And be like, yep. So
relationships are always good.
They really are. And, you know, like I said, especially with your long-term goals, you know, you can create and maintain relationships like that, you know, and they're very, I don't even just want to say, you know, I'm not trying to just break it down to business, but you know what I mean? Like, actual friendship with people, you know what I mean? Like, shit, you want to be able to have some people you worked with call you and just say, how are you doing? You good? Like, how's that $2.2 million house? You know?
Yep.
Shit, if you get a $2.2 million house, I'm coming over. Shit.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Cake.
But we did talk about, because, like, we could buy a pre-existing house. However, we also talked about building one.
That was, I think that'd be, that would be such a way to go for some, especially with people in wheelchairs. Yeah, two gimps walk into a house.
Yeah, because, like, well, for the houses that I looked at, I mean, they all have fucking stairs. And, I mean, of course, you could probably get, you know, you can get a ranch, you can get anything. However, like, it would be cool to build a house. It just would depend on the pricing and what would make sense.
Right.
For us. So.
Well, what I really like, and I've seen these, and you probably have as well, is I've seen these two, sometimes three-story houses, but a two-story would be great. But if y'all got a two-story house even built, have you ever seen those ones where the downstairs is half of it's kind of underground, basically? Mm-hmm. So, like, if you go around the backyard, that's the only way you can get into the downstairs. Like, I mean, you could have stairs inside. But I'm saying from the outside of the house, you don't see the bottom floor in the front. So it's, like, on a hill. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think that'd be dope. Because I think it's probably better for, like, heating and cooling if it's partially underground. But y'all could get an elevator in your house, too.
She doesn't want an elevator.
Why not?
Because if something goes wrong with it, she ain't trying to have all that.
Oh. They're very practical now. A lot of bigger houses have elevators in them.
Oh,
already.
I know. I talked about that. I said I want an elevator.
Yeah. Although, ironically, I didn't get stuck in one, but I was at someone's house in Buckhead. I won't name drop, but I was at someone's house in Buckhead, and we were getting ready to leave, and I was upstairs in their house, and they're like, hey, we'll just hop on the elevator. We'll meet you downstairs. And somebody jumped on the elevator with me. But that thing would not go downstairs.
Oh, no.
I was like, I might be stuck in their house. Anyway, they figured it out eventually. But I was like, it's really dope to have an elevator in the house.
You were in their house?
Yeah. It's a friend of mine.
And they had an elevator? That's dope.
Yeah. Actually, a couple of my friends have elevators.
I want one for sure. However, it does have to be an agreed upon decision. There's a lot of things that I kind of want. That, like, she's like, yo, you're bugging. Like, I want a fridge. I want a smart fridge.
Yeah? She doesn't want a smart fridge.
She's like, why do you need a fridge that plays music? We get a smart fridge, so she can feel the way she want to feel about it. But, and I know she listens to these podcasts, and she in the same place as me. So, but I'm getting my smart fridge, because it's what I want. And
I like that.
For her, she's basic. All she wants is to have an ice maker.
Wow. Well, you can have a smart fridge with an ice maker.
I know.
See, you need
she just doesn't see why she. I need to play like music. I don't give a fuck. That's what
I
want.
I don't even think it's that she said, but you can get them damn things with a screen, like playing movies Netflix and Hulu.
I feel like everybody. I feel like a lot of people. They have their, you know, like
their things. Their purchase, things.
Yeah, that they're like, yo, this is what I want.
Yeah, I look. I know I try to play the middle ground with people, but I'm with you on that shit.
There's a fridge right now that's $2,064. Let's get that bitch right now. But it's $86 a month. Suggested payments with 24-month promotional financing. Like,
yeah,
if you want to do that,
you
can just pay it all at once. But it works with Wi-Fi, Samsung phone connectivity, internal camera feature, built-in speaker, an indoor ice maker, an external filter water and ice dispenser, 2-minute door alarm, fingerprint resistant, 5 total bins. Anyway, this shit is hidden. And it's got 4 tempered glass spill-proof shelves, 4 freezer shelves. Anyway, what I'm saying is, if you don't have that one fun item, that's in your place. Like, are you really doing it right? Like, I don't know.
Right, I get you.
I want nice kitchen appliances, bro. I want that shit to be fucking fire. When you go in the kitchen, I don't care. I mean, I care about the house, the rest of the house. However, like, when you go in the kitchen, I want you to be like, damn, this is some nice-ass shit. Like, this kitchen, it took its time. You know, there was time and love put into this shit. You know what I mean?
There's these, I'll send you a video or you could look it up. But there are these app-controlled ovens that you can get as well. And it's like, you know my toaster. I don't know if you saw my toaster. But you know what a toaster looks like.
It's
a little bit bigger than a toaster. But people have reviewed this thing. You can look it up on YouTube. But it's controlled by an app. And it'll tell you, like, if it says, what are you trying to cook? And you say, oh, well, I want to cook, I don't know, quiche. I don't know why I said quiche. But so when you make it, it'll tell you, like, here's what I recommend. Here's the temperature I recommend. And then pop it in there. I don't know. Just look up smart toaster or something or app. It might be Bravia. Bravia. I don't know. I know some videos. I Bravia, Bravia. Maybe that's something else though.
Bravo, the smart countertop oven.
That's probably it. Yeah, maybe I thought it was Bravia, but Brava.
Yeah.
Either way, so this thing is fire. It's got a camera in it, so you can actually see the stuff cooking. It's got a timer that'll connect to your phone. It'll tell you when it's up to temperature. Like, you can keep an eye on it. Like, you can activate it remotely. So if you're on your way home, you're like,
you can air fry with this shit?
You can air fry with it.
Sear. What? Toast?
Yeah.
Reheat?
Yeah.
Bake? Dehydrate? Rub an air fry? Keep warm. Oh, it's only $1,000, $1,094.
Not bad.
Or you can pay $46 a month.
Not bad for a kitchen item. Word to the wise out there. Things are always better if you can pay for them outright. The interest on a payment plan will get you, I know. Interest is no fun. See, you and I, this is why you and I get along so well, because certain things you and I will not skimp on. Because to me, it's like electronics. I'm like, I want a nice TV. If I'm going to have a TV, you know, I'm going to have an Apple TV connected to it, you know.
Yes.
That's just, it's what it is. But yeah, electronic stuff, yes.
Certain things you should just get that are nice, but I'm just...
Well, because the thing is, people want to skimp on things, but those certain things will just break down.
Save money, bro, yeah.
And then they're like, oh, I had to get it. It's like a car. People yep. always, I want to get a used car, like, I mean, if you can get a new one, get a new one. Because cars are made way better. It's going to have, because every car I knew that our family had growing up, most of them were used. And they spend more damn money keeping the thing running than they did just to have it. You know, I was like, the car is worth, what, $3,000-$4,000, and you paid $8,000 or $9,000 just to keep it running.
Yeah.
Right. But then, I remember when I got older, like, my grandfather, damn, I'm really going to age myself. I think my grandfather bought a Ford Festiva in the 90s. Imagine my grandfather in a Ford Festiva. Anyway, so he bought it new. And he never had any problems with it. I was like, now that's the way to go right there. And when he got a new car, he just traded it in and got a new one.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. So it's a smart way to do certain shit.
Well, they're really, it's, you know, I mean, shit. It, yeah. Certain things you can't skimp on. I think electronics and automobiles
are. Well, this thing fire. It's got, I'm looking at the video for it.
Yeah.
It looks pretty, yo, we're going to have this.
And I'm so surprised price, I remember the name of it, Brava.
For the
yeah.
price, bro.
Can't beat it.
And you can't beat that. Like, we would have everything we need. Instead of trying to get multiple appliances.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, the thing is, you can still get an oven. And
Well, for us, we've already discussed that we're not really a big fan of ovens.
Okay. I like that. Yeah, by the way, you know what? This makes... You just actually, you opened my mind to something just now. I'm not kidding. Why do we even have ovens anymore? Like, you can get a toaster oven and live. I think it's because it's always set up for, like, a big family. Like, oh,
yeah,
I'm going to need a turkey roast.
We're not about to be doing the most. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just kind of
Come over and Pamela's got, like, a turkey in the oven. You know?
Yeah, like, we're not, like the cool thing is, this, you can treat, it works like a microwave, too.
Yeah, it does.
Because it reheats. So, it's like, we wouldn't even have to worry about trying to get, you know, we can have it all in one, so that's less money for other appliances.
Yeah, I mean, basically, that's what I was saying when I brought up the idea. Because you can get that one thing and a refrigerator. Y'all probably want a dishwasher. But I mean, y'all may have what could be looked at as like the new modern kitchen. Why do you need it still? Why, like, there's certain things you don't even need. Also, your appliances or your if I ever had a house built or customized, I'd be getting those automatic faucets. Those things are sick. You don't have to turn any knobs. It's all either touch sensitive, or you can get controls on your countertop. To control your faucet. Like electronic. So you can turn the heat up, turn the water flow up. Like, think of all that. Oh my gosh.
I want a smart kitchen, bro.
Yeah. Smart kitchen would be dope. Like, I need a smart kitchen. I know how to cook better than I do. Believe it or not, we're about out of time. Yeah. We're technically kind of over, but we're not. But I don't know what that means. Anyway, but let's wrap it up. But I hope you find your dream house and your dream kitchen.
Oh,
but until then, see my segue there. How can people find you on the internet?
Mini producer, and Roll Out Fitness, because I got stuff that I'm doing for that.
Okay,
so you'll see me. And where can they find you? Oh, and
wait,
check out my girlfriend's podcast, For Me, Parati, From Me.
What is it, From Me, Parati? From Me, Parati.
Yo, every fucking time, bro. And I edit this podcast. That's the sad part. It's not
that
like
happens.
I don't, Yeah, from me, part of to you. Check it out. She's fucking fire. She's dope.
Also, Noah and Jay, like.
Yes. Right. Yeah, we have ours. We're going to be creating content, so get it. We have a whole lifetime together, so you'll be seeing content. yes. Where can they find you, though?
They can find me everywhere. Simon Illa, SimonIlla. Everywhere. TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram. I'm not really on Facebook that much anymore. I'm kind of... Facebook is crap. For some things. Let's see. Find me on Tinder. Pornhub. I would say Pornhub. And Black Planet. My podcast, The Young Ones, with my friend Kayende, is popping. People like that. He and I talk about philosophy, and we review porn videos.
Nice.
So, check that out. Anywho, but as usual, speaking of podcasts, we create this podcast via the Anchor app. Go to anchor.fm to start your own podcast if you already have not started one, which most people have. But you can create, edit, and distribute the podcast through this app. It's pretty easy because we do it every week. And...
Make sure you check out our live.
Oh, yeah.
On Thursdays at 7 p.m.
And we review music. Live. Yes. And my live every night.
At 11.
That's right. Anywho,
Anchor produces this podcast. Anchor is what we record on. And then Alchemy LLC is who produces the podcast.
Yes. We have been distracted by dope oven. Shout out to Bravo. Yeah, maybe I can just give you one. You can review it.
Yeah, I just gotta get big enough so that they feel the need to be like, what do you think about this?
Exactly. Anyway, alright, well, until next time. This is Simon Ella.
This is Jay.
And we're out.
Peace.